but the news of Serena's arrival had finally reached the head man in charge of birds. And once he saw her, he spoke to his keepers in no uncertain terms.
This new girl is a real beauty. I want her pinion this morning, right away, before she flies off and leaves us.
Louis was just waking from his nap when he saw two keepers approaching Serena. One keeper carried a large net with a long handle. The other carried surgical instruments. Louis knew right away what they were up to. If these men succeeded in catching Serena and cutting a wingtip, all his plans would go wrong. She could never fly away to a lonely lake with him. She would have to remain in Philadelphia for the rest of her life, a horrible fate. This was his moment to act.
No. Nobody's gonna clip my love's wing while I'm around.
He took all the things from around his neck. Then he returned to the water and waited for the right time to attack. The keeper, holding the net, sneaked up on Serena from the back. She was just standing there, dreaming of Louis. Slowly, the keeper raised his net, and Louis went into action. He pointed his long, powerful neck straight out in front of him, beat his wings in the air and his feet into the water, and in a flash, he reached the scene and drove his strong bill straight into the seat of the man's pants.
Ouch!
The man dropped his net. The other keeper tried to grab Serena by the neck. Louis beat him over the head with his wings, striking terrific blows and knocking the poor fellow off his feet. Surgical instruments bounced into the air. The net fell into the water. One keeper groaned and held his hand on his behind where he'd been stabbed. The other one lay on the ground, almost knocked out. Serena quickly slipped away and glided out onto the lake.
Well, that was unpleasant. How lucky I am that my handsome mate was watching over me. That will come in handy where our cygnets need watching day and night. This cob is not only musical and dressy, but he is brave and powerful, too. Oh, how in love am I?
Louis motioned for her to stay on the lake, then grabbed his slate and went straight to the office of the head man in charge of birds.
Hello, Louis. What's on your mind?
Louis took his chalk and his slate and wrote,
I am in love with the new swan. Her name is Serena. I have loved her for a long time, and I'm taking her away in a few days.
Oh, no, you're not. She belongs to us now. To the people of Philadelphia. But you and your bride can stay here and raise your family in comfort and safety in the oldest zoo in America. You'll have no worries and no enemies. No fox, no otter, no coyote will ever attack you with the intent to kill.
Louis shook his head and kept writing.
I have other plans. We will return to the great Canadian wilderness where I was born. We don't want to be safe. We want to be free.
The headman smiled. He knew what Louis meant about freedom, but that didn't matter.
I can't do it. It's natural that you're in love. All birds fall in love in the springtime, but the zoo cannot afford to lose a valuable swan just because you're in love.
Louis wrote once more.
Then I ask two favors. One, put off the operation until after Christmas. I'll guarantee she won't try to escape. And two, let me send a telegram.